弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning,
brothers and sisters. 我和我的妻子终于来到这里。
Reverend Chen and Mrs. Chen finally arrived.
我们非常感谢神带我们回到这个家。
I'm very thankful that God bring us home.
心中有许多的感谢
My heart is full of praise and gratitude.
就像刚才林医师所分享的，其实我们是在人的眼光看来是误打误撞来到这里的。
So from a human perspective, we came here by mistake.
去年我的医师两个医师告诉我说，我在 Richmond, Virginia 那一边，因为对于霉菌严重的过敏，所以必须要搬迁到一个比较干燥的地方。
So, my doctor in Richmond, Virginia told me that because of my allergy to the fungus, and mold and mildew, I should move to a place, that's more dry.
那我的女儿告诉我说，在她所住的城市 Dublin,California 那边有个教会正在寻找主任牧师。
So my daughter who lives in California told me that in Dublin, California, there's a church searching for a senior pastor.
我只记得是 try something.
So I remember, yeah, 是三什么的教会。
所以我就上网 Google.
So I went to search for that church.
然后就看到 Tri Cities Chinese Alliance. 其实我真的没有注意到它到底在哪里。
So when I found Tri-Cities Chinese Alliance Church, I did not pay careful attention to where it is.
所以我就寄出了电子邮件来申请。
So I sent my application through email.
之后林医师打电话给我。
So I had a conversation with Dr. Lin.
感谢神，我们相谈甚欢。
So, but we had a very pleasant conversation.
在灵里非常的相通。
And feel like we really, really connected.
可是到了后来，我越听越奇怪。
And then I got more and more puzzled as we talked.
因为他讲到说这边没有太多华人。
It's because he said that there are not that many Chinese in this area.
然后我想奇怪，在 Dublin, California 应该是华人太多才对。
But because I thought in Dublin, California there are a lot of Chinese.
所以最后我才了解到我寄错了电子邮件。
So I realized I sent the wrong try something church.
可是圣经怎么说的呢？万事都互相效力。
But the Lord says God works all things for good.
所以我们感谢神，因为神的恩典、神的旨意，让我们来到这个地方。
So we praise Him because it's His grace and His will that we come here.
来到这里，我觉得跟大家非常的相亲。
So we felt there is a kindred with you.
所以我满心感谢。
So I'm very thankful.
那今天作为你们的新的主任牧师，我想一起跟大家来谈谈的题目是大家一同来建造。
So as your new pastor, I want to bring you a message. Let's build together.
尼希米记第三章，刚才我们所读的这段经文其实还有一长段，它是圣经里面几个读起来比较无趣的篇章之一。
So, the passage in Nehemiah, the one that we just read, and also the following part, is one of those passages in the Bible that's less interesting.
记述的是在尼希米带领之下重建耶路撒冷城墙的工程分配概况。
The context is the rebuilding of Jerusalem led by Nehemiah, and this chapter describes how he assigned different roles.
他们谈的就是说哪些人负责哪些地段或者哪些部分。
So it details which family was responsible for which section of the wall.
说实在，这一段的这个 经文这份清单读起来很容易就让人感到乏味，尤其是那一长串的人名，并非多数基督徒能够一口气读完的。
So this long list of names and sections would make you feel really less than interested when you read, and many of us cannot even pronounce all the names.
那为何神要在圣经当中放入这一些的细微末节？
So why would God use such a precious estate in the Bible to detail these names?
这并非是因为这些人啊，就跟希伯来书第十一章所记载的那些圣徒一样，是信心伟人。
And we also need to mention that these were not people like the heroes of great faith as listed in chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews.
那这也不意味说这些人的名字隐藏了什么特别的属灵意义。
And you wouldn't even find hidden spiritual meaning in their names.
事实上面，我们大家要明白，神的意思非常简单，这些人只是平凡人，一般人，普通人，就跟我们，就跟你我一样。
So God has a very simple and clear message that these are common people, just like you and me.
但是即使如此，他们在重建耶路撒冷的城墙上都愿意尽上一份心力，没有因为自己是个无名小卒泛泛之辈，也没有因为自己才华不出众没有金山银山就推辞不参与了。
So these people who were commoners, who were just ordinary people, did not have exceedingly great wealth or wisdom or fame, but they participated in the rebuilding of Jerusalem. They did not make excuses because of a lack of something, because they were nobody.
所以今天我们来建造我们的教会，就需要这样的弟兄姐妹，就需要你跟我大家一同来建造。
So as we build our church, it requires that you and me and everyone, regardless of your position, contribute.
首先我们要做有心人。
And first,It starts with each desiring heart, a willing heart.
我们要把心放在教会的建造上面。
And we must put our heart into the building of the church.
我们人要在教会，我们的心更要在教会。
So if a person needs to be here in person, but even more so, we need to be here in heart.
我在台湾的时候，有一次应邀到另外一个教会讲道。
Once I was preaching in a different church in Taiwan.
那天我忘了带手表。
So I forgot to bring my watch that day.
那个时候没有手机。
And there was no cell phone either.
那个教会对讲员对牧师很有恩慈，他们不把时钟挂在后面的墙上。
So they were very kind to preachers, so they didn't put a big clock in the back of the wall.
但我讲着讲着，我很担心我会讲超过了时间。
So, but I was very conscientious if I would preach for too long.
所以我就暂停一下，我就请问一下弟兄姐妹，请问现在几点了？
So after a little while, I pause and ask, "What time is it now?"
结果前面一个弟兄马上立正站起来，因为在台湾每个男人都要当兵哦。
And one of the brothers just stood in attention because everyone had to serve in the military.
In Taiwan, man, young man, okay,
young man,
above the age of 18, okay. 他就说，报告牧师，现在已经一万多点了。一万多点，他谈的是股市。
So he said, Pastor, it is now over 10,000. They were referring to the stock market.
Well, that's something you need to understand in Chinese.
So it's, in Chinese, you don't ask what time is it. Yeah. You ask what point.
Yeah. So, 所以那位弟兄呢，他人在教会，心可不在教会。
So that brother, while he was sitting on the pill, his heart was in the stock market.
所以我要强调的事情，我们人 要在教会，我们的心更要在教会。
So we must be in here physically, but also in here in heart.
我们在平常做就需要有为主而活的心。
So we need to have the intention, to be intentional to live for the Lord at all time.
现在我要给大家一点关于这个尼希米记的背景介绍。
So I'm going to give you some context about Nehemiah.
主前445年波西王亚达薛西一世就准许尼希米带领犹太人从巴比伦之掳当中来返国
So it was in 445 BC that the king of Persia decreed that the Jews in captivity may return to Jerusalem to rebuild
那尼希米当时担任的职位其实蛮重要了他是亚达薛西王的酒政
And he
OK, 他的责任除了是在王喝酒饮酒之前先带他尝尝看这个酒有没有毒之外呢也是作为王的近臣常常来接受王的咨询给予他意见
So Nehemiah was a cupbearer before Artaxerxes and a cupbearer not only tastes the wine first to make sure it's not poisonous but also is a confidant of the king so the king will bounce off ideas with the cupbearer
那么我们可以知道说尼希米他是一个对这个波斯王国的这个朝政具有重大影响力的人但他为什么能够来爬升到这么一个具有影响力的地位呢
So we know that Nehemiah was very influential was very trusted by the king How did he achieve that?
那是因为他在平常的时候他就为主耶稣而活
Because he lived his life serving the Lord at all time
在以弗所书第六章五到七节圣经非常清楚地告诉我们说你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人好像听从基督一般
So Ephesians 6:6-7 says, Bondservant, observe your earthly master with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ.
不要只在眼前侍奉好像讨人喜欢的要像基督的仆人从心里遵行神的旨意甘心侍奉好像服侍主不像服侍人
Not by the way of eye service as people pleaser but as bond servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart
所以弟兄姐妹就因为尼希米他从平时就将在朝廷里面这一份工作当作是侍奉主一样他知道这是一个鲜明的见证，这是一个活泼的见证，所以他尽心去做。
So Nehemiah had to always serve the king's court as he was serving the Lord, and he understood that this is a living testimony of living for the Lord.
所以他才能够赢得这个亚达薛西王的重视和信任。
So by this type of service, he earned the trust and respect of antecessors.
所以我们从平常时候就要预备好，我们随时随地为主而活这样的。
So we need to be intentional at all time to live for the Lord.
那么同时我们也应当要随时随地都有关怀主公的这样的一个心。
And we need to be mindful of the Lord's work in all places.
尼希米他虽然那个时候身在波斯，但是他心在圣城。
So even though he lived in Persia, but his heart has always been connected with Jerusalem.
我们看尼希米记一章三到四节，我们会发现，当他听到了那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难、受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧的时候，他怎么样呢？他没有说：“哎呀，这个是事不关己，这个远在故乡啊。” 他乃是怎么样坐下哭泣悲哀几日在天上神面前进食祈祷、
Nehemiah 1 described how he was while he was serving in the king's court when he heard of all the hardship the exiles in the Jerusalem suffered their trouble their shame and when he heard these words he sat down and wept and mourned and continued fasting and praying before God and so he did not just say okay so these are things that happened far away these people already not in my presence so I don't need to care about them but he continually prayed for them
当汶川大地震发生的时候我正在加州、的一个教会里面担任中文部的牧师、
When the earthquake in Sichuan hit I think 2003?
Yeah No 2008
So I was serving as a Chinese pastor in California
那么我们都非常关心我们同胞的状况。
We were very concerned about how things were going and how our people were doing in China.
那时候那个教会的主任牧师他认为这个要直接捐钱给大陆有许多的税法上问题所以他没有以教会的名义来动员大家。
The senior pastor at that time did not mobilize for donation to the Chinese victims because there are a lot of complex tax law implications with such donations.
所以我就鼓励我们教会的弟兄姐妹要各自找管道信得过的管道来捐献帮助我们在汶川在四川地区的受灾的同胞们。
So even though we did not donate as a church, I urge brothers and sisters to seek out trusted charities to give your own donation to help those who suffer.
并且要在捐款上面来附上一个短信一个短文强调我们是基督徒我们是因为主的爱缘故来关心我们故乡的同胞
and also attach a message to let those who receive know that the reason we're doing that is because we're motivated by the love of God as Christians
所以我们看尼希米他并没有因为人在波斯他就不关心故乡的情况了
so Nehemiah did not stopPaying attention to what's happening in Jerusalem just because he's living comfortably in Persia.
那亚达薛西王他就注意到尼希米他心情的变化，因为他注意到尼希米表情的改变。
So King Artaxerxes noticed how Nehemiah was sad.
他问尼希米，你为什么面带愁容呢
？So why is your face sad?
那么尼希米他据实以告亚达薛西王他给予同情他也给予信任他准许尼希米带领同胞归回耶路撒冷
So after Nehemiah told King Artaxerxes what happened what's going on the king actually showed sympathy for the situation and give order for Nehemiah to bring a group of people to return to Jerusalem to help
这就让我们想起大卫王他对神的一个呼求他说因我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧
King David wrote in the psalm that says, For the zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproach of those who reproach have fallen on me.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在平常时候就要有为主而活的心智，随时随地都要有关怀主公的这样的一个心智，并且我们在困顿的时候更要有为主兴起的这样一个心智。
So we need to be intentional to live for the Lord at all time, be mindful of the Lord's work in all places, and then be ready ready to rise up to meet great challenges.
尼希米他回到耶路撒冷之后，他看到的圣城的状况是什么呢？只有两个字可以形容，叫荒凉啊，甚至于我们可以说是废墟一样。
So, when Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem, he looked at the place and he can only describe it as almost like in ruin. It's in a mess.
那所以他就对那一些的达官贵人啊、祭司、平民等等这样的来呼吁。他说：“我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。”
So he's sought out men to who are of high position and tell them, "You see the trouble we're in. How Jerusalem lies in ruin with its gates burned. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem."
这些人，他们并不是等到尼希米回到圣城之后才注意到这个情况。
Now these other people also should have noticed the condition Jerusalem's city wall was in.
但是他们没有放在心上。
But they didn't take it to heart.
所以尼希米现在回来了，来呼吁他们，来挑战他们，说你们都看见了，让我们一起采取行动吧。
So Nehemiah came and challenged them. So now you see what difficult shape the city is in. So let us rise and meet the challenge.
所以我们可以看到有些人对于神的家、神的工作的需要和缺乏，那他们或者是视若无睹，或者是设法推辞，或者是光说不做。
So there are people who sees the needs and the challenge, but they might try to pass the buck, or they may only offer lip services.
但是我们感谢主，有像尼希米这样的人，他们愿意站起来，愿意走出去，愿意来堵住这个破口。
So, but there are, praise the Lord, there are people like Nehemiah who's ready to rise up to the challenge and ready to stand in the gap.
所以我们就想起了神对先知以西结所说的：“我在他们中间寻找一人，重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵。”
So in Ezekiel 23:30, God said, "And I saw four men among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land."
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的心到底有没有在我们的教会里面，有没有在我们的神的工作上面，有没有在神的话语上面呢？我们要好好反省。
So brothers and sisters, we need to reflect and search our heart to see whether we have put our heart into the word of God and into the work of God.
那么我们要做有些人，人要在，心要在，我们要明白一点，就是神看重我们的内心。
So as we want to start with desiring heart, we need to also understand that God value what's in our heart.
神清楚地告诉我们说，我耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的。
So God clearly told us that I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind.
那先知撒母耳他很清楚地来强调，耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
And Samuel, the prophet wrote, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart."
所以我们在中文里头有这么一句话说，人心怎么样？隔肚皮。
So in Chinese, we have a proverb that said, "The heart is hidden behind the chest."
所以我们没有办法来看通、看透另外一个人的心到底怎么样。
So you can't see through it.
我常常告诉我的妻子说：“老婆，我好爱你。”
So I often tell my wife that I love you.
我们也常常听到男人会对女人说“我爱你”。
And we often hear that between man and woman.
啊，那么可是到底这个爱是不是真的
？So, but how much truth is contained there?
嘴巴可以说，但是心里面怎么样？ 日久才能够发现，日久见人心，是不是？
So you can say all kinds of things in your mouth, but exactly whether you truly mean it can only be revealed over time.
我们人不能够看透另外一个人的心，可是记得一件事情，我们的神鉴察每一个人的心。
But even though man cannot see the true motive behind others' action, God sees clearly.
所以我们的心思意念在神面前都是赤露敞开的。
So our hearts and our minds are all open naked before God.
所以我们的神他要我们以心灵和诚实来侍奉他。
So God requires that we serve with our heart.
主耶稣他在约翰福音第四章23-24节他说时候要到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
So the Lord Jesus said in John 4:23-24, But the hour is coming and is here now, when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
所以真实的这样的一个侍奉就是心灵的侍奉。
And the true worship is a worship in heart.
不是只有在行动上而已。
And not just in action.
不是只有在外表上而已。
And not just in appearance.
是从心里从心底就愿意为主来做。
But something that comes from the bottom of the heart.
所以保罗他在罗马书7:6告诉我们说我们服侍主要按着心灵的新样不按着遗文的旧样。
So Paul said in Romans that says, so we serve the Lord not according to the written code, but according to the way of the Spirit.
所以我们的心灵是很重要。
So it's very important where our hearts lie.
我们从心里来为主而做。
So we serve the Lord out of our heart.
不要等人叫了才做，乃是要主动。
Don't wait to be nudged.
不要推给别人去做，要负责。
And be responsible and don't pass the buck.
不要拖拖拉拉去做，要积极。
And take initiative and don't procrastinate.
不要面有难色去做，要享受。
Don't serve as a long face, but enjoy the service.
那我们的神他更愿意我们把我们的心是放在天上。
So our Lord wants us to put our hearts in heavenly places.
只要我们积攒财宝在天呐、啊、
so that we store up treasures in heaven.
我们的财宝在地上有很多的机会会损失会消耗。
So because when we lay up treasure on earth, there are many opportunity for them to be lost.
在三月底的时候，我回台湾去了一趟。
So I returned to Taiwan at end of March.
那我去侍奉那边的教会，同时更要来这个跟母亲相聚。
So both for serving the church there and also to have a time I spend with my mom.
所以我也带了一些钱去这个拿给母亲。
So I brought some money for my mom.
可是啊，最近美元贬值很厉害。
But lately, the value of the U.S. dollars has been plummeting.
我还记得上次回去的时候，1000块美元可以换好像是32块多的32,000，等一下我重来 ，OK， 1块钱美金可以换32元左右的新台币。
So last time when I returned, a US dollar was worth 32 New Taiwanese dollar.
这次回去只剩下28块。
And now this time it's only 28.
所以1000块美金只能够换28,000。
So 1,000 US dollars only 28,000 NT.
因为就少了4000多块。
Oh, this is all of a sudden we lost 4,000 NT dollars.
然后我去大陆。
And then I went to China, to mainland.
那我要带人民币。
And I need to bring the RMB.
所以我就在台湾的，我从台北出发，所以我就在台北的机场。换人民币。
So because I I left Taiwan to go to China, so I got some exchange in Taiwanese airport.
可是我新台币已经都给母亲了。
Because I gave all the NT dollars to my mom.
所以我就拿美金要换人民币。
So I have to get exchange with the US dollar again.
银行说对不起，你不能够直接换，你必须先把美金换新台币，新台币再去换人民币。
But the bank told me that I could not just go directly from US dollar to RMB. I have to exchange for the Taiwanese dollar first and then use that to get RMB.
然后我就发现钱包越来越薄。
And I noticed that the value just keep decreasing.
所以如果我们把我们的心放在地上的财宝，你就要承受这样的一个损耗。
So see, if our heart is the earthly treasure, we sink every time that it devalues.
记得哦，要赶快报税哦。
And today is the last day for the tax return, so don't forget that.
哦，所以你又要少掉很多钱哦。
And you might suffer another loss.
那可是我们把我们的心放在天上，我们把财宝积攒在天上，我们永远不会有损失。
But God commands us to set our hearts on things above and our treasure where in heaven that the value would never be diminished.
所以我们要做有心人来侍奉，然后我们还要来群体动员，大家一起做。
And then in addition to each willing heart, we also need to count on a collective effort.
我们要人人参与。
We need to have everyone, so all are included.
我做牧师三十多年了。
I've served as a pastor for over 30 years.
常常听到有基督徒说：“哎呀，牧师啊，我们为你祷告啊，你们去做吧。”
So I often hear this saying that, okay, we'll pray for you, so pastor, you will go.
啊，执事啊，我为你们祷告，你们去做吧。
So deacons, you go serve, and we'll pray for you.
主日学老师啊，你们去做吧，我们为你们祷告。
Or Sunday school teachers, we'll pray for you, and you serve.
可是我自己不去做。
But I don't.
啊。圣经要我们人人参与。
But the Bible demands that everyone will be included.
尼希米记第三章，我们可以在这里面来看到尼希米他设法动员了耶路撒冷城里城外的许多人一起参与城门的建造。
So in this chapter we can see how Nehemiah make effort to mobilize everyone both inside and outside of Jerusalem to participate.
你看有圣职人员如大祭司祭司。
There were the clergies, like the priests and the high priest.
有权贵人士例如贵胄就是我们今天讲的贵族管理耶路撒冷各一半和各城的官员。
And there are the nobles, including the officials that are in charge of businesses in Jerusalem.
那有宗族的长老在这里把他们称为某某的儿子某某。
So there are the elders and clan leaders, and you can see that where it says this so-and-so, son of so-and-so.
有工匠商人如银匠制香的有商人等等。
So and there were the craftsmen like the silversmith.
那有市井小民例如基遍人米伦人米斯巴人和提哥雅人等等。
So and then there are the commoners like the people of all walks of life.
甚至于都没有提到这些人个别的名字。
Some of the people were not even mentioned in name.
可是你可以看到这些人每个人都参与了。
But that you can see that they all participated in the building effort.
我的名字有没有让人知道不重要。
It's not that important whether my name is written on a stone or shall remember.
我参与其中才重要。
But it's more important that I participated.
我非常喜欢读的这个书卷是腓立比书。
So one of the books in the Bible that I love reading is the book of Philippians.
那腓立比书的第一章有一段话让我们看到使徒保罗为什么特别喜欢这个教会。
And we can see from chapter 1 why Paul the Apostle was so fond of this church.
他说因为你们从头一天直到如今是同心合意的，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because it said because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
我们中文把它翻译作同心合意，其实原文更好。啊，这个刚才英文圣经已经读得很清楚了。同心合意兴旺福音的意思是你们在福音上有团契。
So in the English version, it can be translated as either partnership or fellowship, to join together, serve the gospel.
那也有人，也有学者将它翻译作因为你们的团契是进入了福音里。
And there's other translation that says because of your fellowship with us in the gospel.
所以这意味着腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们每一个人都在福音的事工上有份，而且以此来彼此分享。
So we can see that every brother and sister in the church in Philippians, in the Philippian church were fellowshipping with each other and serving in the gospel.
所以无分男女老少，大家都有份。
So not with no regard to whether it's man, woman, old, young.
这个跟你的智慧没有关系。
It has nothing to do with how intelligent you are.
这跟你的口才没有关系。
Or whether you're orator or not.
这跟你的勇气没有关系。
Or even whether you're courageous or not.
这跟你长得好不好看没有关系。
Or whether you are handsome or not.
这跟你的这个身材高大或矮小没有关系。
Or how you're built.
只要你是一个基督徒，你就去做。
If you are a Christian and you participate.
每一个基督徒都应当要来参与建造教会、传扬福音的工作。
So every Christian should be included in the work to build the church and to spread the gospel.
我想要来问大家一件事情：从今年开始，一月一日开始到现在，你曾经向几个人做过见证、传过福音、邀请过他们来教会？
So I want to ask you, so since the beginning of the year, how many people have you talked to witness for Christ, or to invite to come to church, or to talk about Christ?
我们现在已经是四月中旬了。
So we are in the middle of April already.
你想想看，从今年到现在，有没有任何你在这方面的成绩出来
？So just reflect on how much effort you have done.
然后我们再想想看，从我们成为基督徒，从我们接受主耶稣基督为我们救主的那一天开始，到现在，我们总共带领过几个人归信主耶稣
？So and then further reflect further that from the day that you began believing in Christ, how manyHave you led to know the Lord?
这个在福音的团契上，你尽了多少的力量
？So in the fellowship of the gospel, how much have you paid?
所以我真的要来在这里来鼓励、来挑战我们的弟兄姐妹们，一起参与教会的建造、福音的传扬。
So I want to exhort and challenge everyone to join the effort to build the church and to spread the gospel.
就从你所关心的那些人、你所认识的人开始。
You can start with those who you care most about.
你还为他们祷告、提名祷告。
And you pray for them by name.
你求主来为他们来打开心门，来为他们来耕耘他们心中的田地。
Ask the Lord to work in their hearts, to cultivate the soil in their hearts.
让他们愿意来归信主耶稣。
That they may have a receiving heart.
这是你跟我每个人都可以做得到的。
And that's something that everyone can participate.
我在我带过的教会，我都给大家这样的一个呼吁。
And I urge every brothers and sister in every church that I have ever served.
一人领一人，教会坐满人。
If one can lead one, and then the church will be full.
你想想看，我们不要给自己什么太大的压力、太高的目标。
So we don't need a very grand scheme of very excessive goals.
就在2018年，我每一个人只要负责带领一个人来到教会、来到主面前就够了。
So only in this year, if one of us, each one of us can lead one to come to church.
每个人每年只要负责一个。
So only one each year.
然后到年底我们就要来伤脑筋我们的地方不够用了
so by the end of the year we'll have to be talking about building a new church
but this is a good problem right
but 但是这个问题是好问题
是不是我们要给自己创造这个好问题好不好
so let's create this good problem for us for ourselves
所以我请你今天回去甚至于就在这里面你就开始来想这个问题我在今年我要盯紧哪一个人
so now you start thinkingWho I will need to be paying attention to.
要有智慧，要友善，然后又要积极的来跟他分享福音。
In a way that's both proactive, wise, and gentle to witness for them.
现在我要给林医师一个很大的麻烦，我要讲一些成语啊。OK， 你看。我们中国有什么成语呢？聚沙成塔。
So there are many Chinese proverbs to describe the collective efforts.
Yes. Yeah. Good enough. Okay. 聚沙成塔，众志成城。你说是不是呢
？So there is just the fire will be built better with many sticks.
所以你现在想想看，我们大家有力的出力，有钱的出钱，有时间的出时间，有智慧的出智慧，有名有势的也来，默默无闻的也来，大家没有一个人在教会里面是置身事外，隔岸看观火，旁边凉快的，大家都参与其中。
So everyone in the church will be invited to come join the efforts. Come one, come all. Whether you're rich, poor, whether you have high intelligence, high position, or whether you're just ordinary, you didn't think you have all that much to offer, but nobody should be sitting on the sideline being Monday quarterback. So everyone will be participating.
对不起，我们讲到几点？是不是到了？
啊，一万多点，
一万多。所以，我们通常是到几点？
所以通常讲到大概十分左右，
十一点十分。OK， 那我要加紧了。OK， 好。那么我们除了要人人参与之外呢，我们还要怎么样？要井然有序。
So not only that we need to have everyone included, but order.Is also needed.
神让我们成为一体。
God made us into one body.
所以这里面有人带领。
So there are leaders.
而且带领者必须要身先士卒，以身作则。
And the leaders will lead in front.
所以你可以看到尼希米记第三章，它记载了那时大祭司以利亚时和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，他们就以身作则。
So we can see that.In the passage, it says the high priest first rose up and built the sheep gate.
所以这不是说他有一个所谓的圣职在身，然后他就只要指挥，他就只要发号施令，他什么都不做。不，他亲自，他带领去做。
So as high priest, they didn't just say, "Okay, so I can just order people to do this and that," but rather they first rolled up their sleeve and work on the wall.
请注意我们是大家一起做我们神的仆人
So we all serve as servants of God
我们是与神同工的
So we work with God
这就是说我们要一起服侍我们要一起做工
So we all work together closely
所以有人带领同时我们也看到要有人配合
So we also need to see there must be leader and then all work together
而且配合人要怎么样紧密配搭合作无间
And that we have to work as a team
那我们看看使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十二章讲得很好。
So Paul the Apostle wrote very well in First Corinthians 12.
他强调我们大家都在基督这个身体里面来成为一体，并且互相做肢体。
So he described us as members of the whole of the one body of Christ.
我知道有很多人想要做头。
So I know that many want to serve as the head.
所以我们中国人说。要出人头地
so yes so the Chinese we all want to be the head
那可是总得有人做手
做脚。So, but some have to be the hands and feet.
尤其是做脚最可怜。
And the feet might just be the most uncomfortable part.
要常常走动，还要承受全身的重量。
Because have to carry the weight of the whole body.
还要总是被封在那个鞋子里面，所以常常很臭。
And it doesn't see the day of the light because it's enclosed in the shoes. Yeah.
可是神已经按照他的旨意把我们放在他儿子基督的身体里面，他让我们各自做肢体。
But God in his good will put us into the body as members of the body.
所以有人可能要做带领的工作，可是有人一定要做配合的工作。
So some must be playing the leading role and some playing the supporting role.
有人要被别人看见，有人只是在幕后工作。
Some would play a roleThat's more outgoing, and others may have to be behind the scene.
有人可能会承受比较多的这个目光的注视，有人甚至要承受那一些比较肮脏的、比较臭不可闻的工作。
Some may have to do things that are sort of dirty, difficult, but others may have to be scrutinized more under microscopes.
可是无论如何，他让我们去做什么工作的时候，他一定会给我们相对应的恩赐。
But whichever role they God assign us, He always give us the gift for that role.
那我们就用这个恩赐来甘心乐意的彼此配搭。
So let's employ our different gifts and work together as a body.
所以他说要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So he says that it'll be equipped and each part work properly, making the body grow to build itself up in love.
To build up the body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. 对不起，我现在有一点跳着讲，所以我又给林医师找麻烦了啊。那重要的事情是我们在这里面我们要存着爱心。
So above all, in all these working together, it must be connected with love.
爱是最大的。
Because love is greatest virtue.
爱的力量真的是最大的。
And it's the most powerful virtue too.
可是这绝对不是人的爱。
But this is not the love of man.
因为人的爱一定是自私的。
Because the love of man tends to be selfish.
你知道人的爱可以自私到什么程度吗？
You know how selfish man's love can be?
我现在有两个孙啊。
So I have two grandchildren.
一个孙女一个孙子。
It's a grandson and granddaughter.
我的妻子说我很明显的偏心在我的孙女身上。
So my wife said that I'm very preferential for my granddaughter.
啊。这个当然，他是我第一个孙，所以我就好像特别疼他。
Because maybe she was my first grandchild.
这次去大陆回来呢，这个我就给孙女准备不少礼物啊。
So when we took the trip to China this time, I bought many gifts for my granddaughter.
后来我发现我没有给孙子准备什么。
So I noticed I didn't prepare as much for my grandson.
而我只好跟我女儿解释说，因为容易买到就是女生的，不是男生的。
So I explain this to my daughter because you know, there are many more gifts available for girls.
Well, 人的爱总是有轻有重，因为我们人是自私的。
So because man, out of our selfish nature, we always have some selfishness in our love.
孙女很会跟我撒娇、
哦 my granddaughters know how to tickle my heart.
这不是说我不疼孙子，而是 well, 很难解释。
It's not because I love my grandson any less, but just I can't explain.
所以你可以看到，我们绝对不能够用人的爱来服侍。
So we cannot serve with love of man.
我们要用基督的爱来服侍。
We must serve with the love of Christ.
我们要体会基督耶稣的心肠。
So we must understand the heart of Christ.
主为我们舍命。
Because he sacrificed his life for us.
我们从此就知道何为爱。
And then we understand what love is.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we also need to lay down our life for our brothers.
这就是我们基督的爱。
And that is the love of Christ.
牺牲的爱。
And the sacrificial love.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们以基督的爱，以那种牺牲的爱来彼此服侍。
So brothers and sisters, let us serve one another, with the sacrificial love of Christ.
让我们每一个人在神的国度里面，在神的家中都尽上我们一份的心力。
So let each contribute in the building of the house of God, in the church.
让我们把我们的教会，无论是我们在物质上的教会，还是我们属灵上的这样的一个教会，都把它建造的完美，建造的讨神的喜悦，蒙他的祝福。
So let's build our church, including the physical building and our spiritual, church home, to be one that's pleasing to God.
尼希米记第三章所记载的这建造分工里面，它还有一件非常重要的事情。就是说有不少的人他乃是对着自己的房屋修造或在靠近自己的房屋修造。
One last point is that in the book of Nehemiah, it also described that many of the people that rebuild the wall rebuild a section that's either opposite or adjacent to their own house.
我想在这里跟大家分享几点意见。
So I want to also make a few points about this.
首先，神愿意我们先照顾好自己的家庭，而不是回家纾难来服侍。
So God wants us to take care of our own family. He doesn't want us to abandon our family to serve.
所以我们要记得，神为我们人类所设立的第一个社会制度就是婚姻与家庭。
So we understand that we need to understand that the first institution that God ordained in our social structure is marriage.
所以我们要来先建立好我们一个稳定的一个美好的家庭。
So we need to build a home, establish a stable, family.
其次，神允许我们将小我的利益和大我的利益结合一起来看待。
So God also allow us to, join the interests of the church and the interests of your family together.
你看这些人，他们参与城墙的重建，乃是对着自己的房屋或在靠近自己的房屋来修造。
So see these people that build the wall, they build it in the section that's adjacent to their own home.
所以腓立比书二章四节说，不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So Philippians 2 says, do not only mind your own interests, but also mind others.
意思是我顾自己的事，同时也顾别人的事。
So that means that we will mind our own business and others at the same time.
所以我鼓励大家，让我们的家庭生活和教会生活结合起来，甚至于让我们的家庭也成为教会的一部分。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to join our family life with our church life.
我最后我还想再强调一个，就是我们要有团队事工和团队精神的这样的一个概念。
So we need to have the concept of teamwork and team spirit.
让我们大家来记得，我们是三镇华人宣道会的一份子。
And so we always remember that we are a member in the Chinese Alliance Church in Tri-City.
我们每一个人都参与教会的建造，参与福音的传扬。
So we all participate in the building of the church and the spreading of the gospel.
让我们心手相连，并肩工作。
So let us join hands and work together.
不要纷争，除去嫉妒。
So let's not go into quarreling or envying each other.
我们大家一起来努力
and let's encourage one another.
我们一同来建造
and build together.
我们低头祷告
let's pray.
主啊，我们的父，我们感谢你在今天帮助我们大家来学习你的话语。
So Lord, Father, we thank you for enlightening us in study of your word.
我们在这个世界上。也许是微不足道的人。
We may not be anybody significant in this world.
可是我们在你的眼中都是重要的，都是宝贵的。
But we are all precious in your sight.
因为我们是你的儿女。
Because we are your sons and daughters.
你为我们舍了你的独生儿子耶稣基督。
And you love us so much that you sacrificed your son, Christ for us.
你爱我们就如同我们人看顾保护自己眼中的同人一样。
You love us as we love our, protect the apples of our eyes.
所以我们求你帮助我们来明白你的爱，来分享你的爱。
So help us to understand and share your love.
让我们在教会里面尽上我们一份心力。
And let us contribute, make all the collective effort in building up the church.
在爱中彼此建造。
And build up one another in love.
愿你兴旺我们的教会。
May you revive our church.
但是求你先兴旺我们每一个人。
But revive us each individually first.
我们这样的祷告，感谢是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. So, and.